This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. From the surface of the planet Earth, we're going to Earth orbit, thanks to SpaceX and the miracle of Starlink. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, is here to remind us how easy it is to take this for granted. I'm speaking to you on a Starlink Wi-Fi right now. However, this whole mechanism did not exist a year ago. In 2 years ago, it was a fantastic idea. Sure, someday. Since then, Starlink's made history in Ukraine and right now making history in rural Connecticut because, Bob, a very good evening to you. SpaceX is so routine, this is like a handout. So what is new about this launch and what is a deorbit space tug?
Good evening, John. To me, Starlink here is not the story, though, of course, that the SpaceX is putting up this constellation now, more than 3,000 satellites, and it's covered, they say, almost 46 nations worldwide. That is a big story. But to me, the story is SpaceX and the launches and the deorbit space tug. One of the besides the 49 Starlink satellites on this launch that went up this week, there was a space tug primary payload by a European company called Deorbit. And this is a company that has that launches, acts as a broker, and it has an orbital tug. And so it acts as a broker, so it had four different customers on this tug, four different payloads from different companies that wanted to get into space. And so they used Deorbit as their launch provider, who then bought the launch from SpaceX. And then the tug takes these payloads to the various places in orbit they wish to be. And that was successfully launched. And this is just indicating, once again, the various cottage industries that are developing in the launch business and the rocket business, because launches are now much cheaper. The orbiter couldn't have afforded to do what it's doing a decade ago because the cost of launch would have been so great. The other aspect of this launch that's interesting is that SpaceX had predicted it was going to try to do 100 launches this year. Well, in the month of January, they've now done 7. Multiply that by 12 and you get over 80. So are they online for it? I would say yes, they are. And they are right now leading the world in launches. And an American private enterprise, which is all our launches, leads the entire world combined 8-6 at this moment. And we're early in the year. I would say that this year is going to be another banner year for launching, John, without question.
We come to OneWeb, which is in some fashion a competitor with SpaceX, although they have different audiences. OneWeb is searching for launch facilities. Where, Bob?
Well, they have, since their contract was broken by the Russians because of the Ukraine war, they scrambled to find other launch providers, and they found them. Two have already launched. SpaceX has done, it could be two launches, I'm sure one for sure. And India's space agency, ISRO, has already done one launch. And they have now packed the next set of OneWeb satellites onto a Antonov cargo plane to ship them to India for their next OneWeb launch by India. They have a third contract from Relativity OneWeb, but that is later on because Relativity first has to get its first launch off before it can do this OneWeb. OneWeb is, by the way, close to completing its first constellation, which means it can then compete for more aggressively with Space Starlink for customers. They do have they don't overlap perfectly for their business customers, but they do have a great deal of overlap. So there's competition, and that is good. That is very good.
My memory, Bob, is that OneWeb launched on Falcon 9s the last time. Is there?
Yes.
Is there a backup, or is there a competition problem?
No. They just OneWeb has signed contracts with three different people to launch the satellites. This gives them redundancy. They're not dependent on anyone. And both India and SpaceX have done it, and now India is going to do it again. And Relativity has a contract as well. And SpaceX is going to do it again also until they complete this constellation. And that's just OneWeb now realizing, depending on one launch provider.
All right, I'm being logical here. The reason SpaceX is doing so well, innovation that it provided was reusability, which cut down the booster costs on 1, 2, 3, or 4 launches. I don't remember India having the same. So is this the same competitive price or is it more in India?
Well, there's two factors for why they chose India. One factor is that the price cuts by SpaceX has forced everybody else to lower their costs. And so they lower their price to try to compete. India has lower labor costs, so it was more able to compete with SpaceX. It's still more expensive. However, there's a second reason why they went to India, which is that OneWeb is half owned now by an Indian billionaire. And he has a certain loyalty, of course, to his own country. So he wanted to bring the business to that nation. That's the reason.
So even though it's more expensive, we're making a nationalist statement about India launching OneWeb.
Yes, but it's also not that much more expensive. The difference is probably, remember, you also want to have more than one launch provider just in case something goes wrong.
Right.
And so you pay a little money, more money maybe for a second one. But if they chose India, ISRO, because it's not that much more expensive. So you're not really spending
all right, money. SpaceX, it's time to cut your price. Okay, let's go to chopsticks. Bob, what are the chopsticks and what are they doing at Cape Canaveral?
SpaceX is building a Starship launch pad at Cape Canaveral and as part of its leased facilities. And so they've got the tower up, and this past week they attached the chopsticks to that tower. The chopsticks are the giant crane arms that pick up both Super Heavy and Starship and place them on the launch pad or stack Starship on top of Super Heavy. And they've done this multiple times now at the launch pad at Boca Chica. And so they've now installed the chopsticks on the launch tower at Cape Canaveral. SpaceX is building this second launch pad so that it has redundancy and flexibility, more than one place to launch. I should point out that they already have their permissions to launch from Kennedy. And because of the limitations, the bureaucracy, federal government has placed on their launching out of Boca Chica, they likely want to launch out of Kennedy as well.
I need you, Bob, to describe to the audience who have never seen a video from Boca Chica. This is rarefied stuff, Bob. I know it's a massive cult, but it's still rarefied. How the chopsticks works and how it helps relaunch and launch and relaunch frequency of launching.
First of all, it just shows how really innovative SpaceX is. What happens is the chopsticks are attached to the launch tower itself, and they're essentially cranes. They come down and they come together, chopsticks, to attach points at the top of either Super Heavy or Starship, and then they slide up the tower, and then they can move the vehicle away from the tower and then bring it down on a trailer so it can be rolled away. Very simple. And they have now been able to stack and restack the Super Heavy Starship prototypes that are going to launch at Boca Chica multiple times very, very quickly. You have to compare this to SLS, which took weeks to get to the launch, actually more than that, almost a year to get to the launch pad, and then a month to get off the launch pad. It'll be years before they can go back on the launch pad. SpaceX can do it fast, and we in hours with the chopsticks. And then on top of that, the plan is not to put legs on Super Heavy. Super Heavy, when it launches, will take off. It will send Starship on its way. When it's released Starship, it will then come back to the launch tower. It will come down next to the tower. It will hover next to the tower, and the chopsticks will grab it. And then it'll turn off its engines, and the chopsticks will lower it to the ground. No legs. So that's one of the reasons these things are really incredible.
And the projection in a video I've watched, Bob, is that they can do this multiple times in a day or in a week. In other words, they can continue to launch loads into orbit and beyond with a frequency that is unimaginable in other boosters, correct?
Well, think about it for a minute. They launch a Super Heavy Starship. Starship goes into orbit. Super Heavy comes back, is grabbed by the chopsticks, and is placed right down on top of the launch pad all over again. And if it's built correctly, and SpaceX is demonstrating with the Falcon 9 first stages that they're doing this, all they have to do, it's like an airplane, all they have to do then is refuel it, put another Starship on top, and launch. And considering how quickly they can use the chopsticks to put a Starship on top, it's very possible that Super Heavy could be launching the next day,
right,
one day later.
And they're not limited to just one chopstick. They could have a dozen of them in a vast chopstick park launching to Earth orbit like LaGuardia, just frequently.
Yep, all they have to do is have more towers. And so they're building a tower at Kennedy with chopsticks, and they have a tower in Boca Chica with chopsticks. And so that means they've got two different towers that could be launching days apart, continuously, one after another. And that's the idea. The only limitation will be the number of Starships and Super Heavies that SpaceX has operational.
Now for the other side of launching into space, Roscosmos and Russians. What we're looking at here is crime and punishment. We recall in the 20th century and the 20th century, Russia was admired for its engineering. That would be the Soyuz, that would be trips to and from the ISS. Now Russia, in its doldrums of culture, is known for its corruption. And it comes to all aspects of the culture. And Bob has followed this for years in the new spaceport they're said to be building out in Siberia. What is this prison sentencing for, Bob? What did these Russians do?
Two different Russians from two different Russian, they call them companies, but they're really divisions of Roscosmos nowadays, since everything is incorporated into Roscosmos. These two different executives have been given 3 and 6 year prison terms for, quote, abusing their positions related to rocket engine sales to the U.S. Now, you got to remember, Russia's been building rocket engines and selling them to the United States, either to Northrop Grumman or to ULA. And those sales are ending because we are building our own rocket engines now, and Congress doesn't want us to buy from Russia. But while we were doing it, apparently these guys were probably pocketing a great deal of money and very well might have been selling defective engines to the U.S. For example, the engines that Northrop Grumman was using on its Antares rocket, the first set of engines, one of them blew up and blew the rocket up, and they had to change the engines that they used. So these guys have been sentenced for corruption. This is standard in Russia right now. This is unfortunately, because there's no competition, there's no freedom. The companies control territories like mobsters. You get a lot of corruption in that situation.
We're going exploring with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
Kids want to share what's going on in their lives with the adults around them. Parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, and more. They want to know you're listening, and they want to listen to you. They want your input and guidance, early and often, on all kinds of topics. When it comes to a serious subject like underage drinking, they want to know your expectations, as well as how and why, as a young person, they should avoid alcohol. How you talk about it will change as your child grows, but the important thing is to talk about it. Not just once for an hour when you think the time is right, but in 60 one-minute conversations and more that are part of your everyday talks. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. When you need-